Yeah, welcome to Ringside Report MMA. Tonight on the show, we are previewing UFC Vegas 40, Ladd versus Dumont, and we're also going to take a look at Bellator 268, Ryan Bader versus Corey Anderson. Let's do it.
Let's go!
Yeah. What's up, dudes?
What's up,
Let's
homie?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's go, man. Let's get some love into this card. This weird card.
I don't know what that means. What do you mean, get some love into the card? What are you talking about? Last week, you were all excited about Mackenzie Dern. Now you're trying to get some love into the UFC card. What's going on with you, AJ? How you doing? You a little loopy tonight?
Good, man.
What's going on?
A little loopy, man. Yeah? A little loopy. Listen, man.
I was going to give a shout out to Tom Loke for that Let's Do It.
Let's All right. do it.
I love it. Let's do it.
AJ, who's Tone Loke?
I'm not sure. I'm pretty tone deaf, so I wouldn't be able to tell you. Of course I know Tone Loke, man.
Bam, bam.
It's your generation also.
Yeah, that's AJ's generation, right?
Of course, man.
The early 80s.
Run DMC. Beastie Boys. What more do you want, man?
Nothing. So UFC Vegas coming up on the weekend. We got Dumont versus Ladd.
Ooh, exciting. That's what I'm trying to get at, man. Like, is this like, this is a Freddy fight that's, he's not going to watch. I know
a
that.
A Freddy fight? This is one of those classic Freddy fights.
Yeah. He's going to be like cooking like with his new fryer and he's going to say like, fuck this fight. Maybe he might watch the Arlovski fight. I could see him doing the Arlovski fight.
Oh, yeah,
maybe the Manon
fighting.
Fight, you know? Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's not that bad, you know? But I'm kind of surprised that Aspen Ladd is like you know, the main event. I mean, that's where I'm like, okay. But anyways, who knows? Dana White has a method to his madness, man. And well, usually it works.
It was supposed to be Holly Holm. Holly Holm got hurt. So now it's Aspen Ladd replacing instead. Holly Holm is like a name you can kind of get behind. You know Holly Holm. Everybody knows about Holly Holm. She beat Ronda Rousey. Kicked her right in the head. Former world champion. You know, she's a famous name. She's somebody you could build one of these fight night cards around. But when she goes down, and the other side of that coin is Norma Dumont, who, you know, we're not all too familiar with. AJ mentioned Andre Arlovski. I mean, that's pretty good. He's on the card. He's in the co-main event, which is, I think, a little too high on the card for an Andre Arlovski at this point in his career, but this card really doesn't have much. You know what I mean? Like, Arlovski, no disrespect. He's a great fighter. He's a legend of the game, but he's been fighting on, like, the prelim card. He's not on the main card of most shows. He's kind of past, I mean, he's way past his prime. And now he's the co-main event of this card. It just kind of shows you this card is lacking in star power, and Fred will definitely not be watching this weekend. Right, Fred? There's no chance. You didn't watch any of the fights last weekend either? They were on in the afternoon. I thought you might, but
I forgot it was in the afternoon because at some point I wanted to watch it, and then I went on because I always go on Wikipedia. That's my place to get, and I go, wow, the fight's already finished, and that's when I texted you guys to laugh a little bit at AJ. But yeah, unfortunately, I missed everything.
Yeah, I was actually watching the fights last weekend. I tend to watch the fights. Fred only, you know, Fred's going to watch the fights when it's interesting for Fred. AJ, you're watching all the time, but you also forget. You get confused.
Yeah, that too. When it becomes a long night, man, with a few drinks,
yeah,
things get a little blurry.
Now,
but the thing is that, look.
Yeah.
I know what you're going to say. I know you're going to get on my back with Mackenzie Dern.
No, no, no.
Not. I thought she fought a good fight.
I picked her to win, too.
I just thought that she didn't. Yeah, I mean, you know, her striking was good. She was in there. She was involved. Personally, I know I thought she was ahead in the card. I mean, that's my, you know, what I was looking at, and I really believe with her control at certain times, her ground control and whatnot was enough for her to win.
How many
but
rounds?
But look, I mean,
how many rounds? Before the show, we were talking about it, AJ, and you told me, I thought she won two rounds, and I said, fine, I'd give you two rounds. In a five-round fight, I would give you two rounds, maybe. She lost. Yeah, but Mackenzie Dern lost to Marina Rodriguez last weekend in the UFC Vegas card. 4-1 on all three judges' scorecards.
Yeah,
all the judges
but I, you know,
called
me,
it 49-46. And I could see it 48-47 to Rodriguez, but I picked Mackenzie Dern to win. I thought she'd pull off the submission. She came close a couple of times in a couple of rounds, but the rest of the fight was all Marina Rodriguez. So for you to sit here and say you thought Mackenzie Dern won the fight, I mean, come on.
Look, it was. I was just going to say the last round, it could have went either or. I thought like it was enough for Mackenzie to just like edge it out there. But look, I was wrong. But again, it wasn't like when it comes down to the fight itself with Mackenzie, I didn't find that she had like that. She wasn't as aggressive as she usually is. Like, you know, there was a few times that she tried to go for the takedown. And to be honest, going into that fight, you know, her opponent had a 62% like takedown defense. So I'm like, wow, that's not enough to hold back someone like Mackenzie. But again, you know, she was training with DC and whatnot. There's you got to give, you know, a lot of kudos. You know, even though Mackenzie lost, listen, man, even though Mackenzie lost,
kudos.
I don't think,
all you do
listen,
is give
I don't
kudos.
Think Mackenzie, I, listen, I'm giving, I, I'm not going to, Mackenzie wasn't aggressive enough, and she didn't take the fight to the ground early enough to
this
get what she needs to get
fight,
done. And generally,
she's supposed to win.
She's supposed to get the
yeah,
takedown.
But you know what?
She couldn't get the takedown,
listen,
AJ.
What,
that's
yeah,
really the
but
thing.
You,
she didn't
I know,
have
but
a lot of entries for
the
takedown.
On the
She needs,
yeah,
you know, better wrestling. I think her wrestling is not really there. Her striking isn't really there. Her striking was
no,
not.
No, I wouldn't
was,
say that.
I mean, compared to Marina Rodriguez, it was not up to snuff. Marina Rodriguez pieced her up. She looked very good. You can't take anything away from Marina. I thought she fought a very good fight. But clearly, Mackenzie Dern was outmatched in this fight. She's got great jiu-jitsu. Her jiu-jitsu was so far and above better than Marina Rodriguez. When she got on the ground, she looked like she was very close to finishing the fight, but she wasn't able to close that distance. She wasn't able to get there. And Marina Rodriguez, the rest of the fight, when it was standing up, she beat her up pretty badly. So
yeah, but she didn't knock her out, and that's what everybody expected.
Yeah, sure,
like, oh, Mackenzie Dern is going to get knocked out.
Mackenzie Dern was the favorite to win the fight, AJ. People expected Mackenzie Dern to win.
Yes, and on the opposite side, it was Rodriguez to knock her out. And that's what everybody was saying. If she plays that stand-up game, she's going to get knocked out. And you know what? I thought she did pretty well in the stand-up game against an elite like Muay Thai striker. And the bottom line is that in my thing that bothers me the most is that Mackenzie Dern didn't do enough to take that ground control to be able to close her up. But Rodriguez, like, man, was able to survive, man, a few times when I thought, okay, here we go. There's just about enough time, a minute to go, and Dern is going to submit her, and it didn't happen. So,
yeah.
Unfortunately, she went. This is the first time that she's ever done a main event. The first time Mackenzie Dern has ever gone five rounds. So, out of respect, I think that Mackenzie Dern, yeah, she lost. She didn't lose bad. She lost a good fight. I thought it was a very good, exciting fight. But it doesn't mean that she's not going to get her way back into that title possibility. And that'll happen at some point. I think they'll meet again, and I think Mackenzie Dern will beat her. I think Mackenzie will beat Rodriguez by submission the next time they meet. I'm telling you, it's going to happen.
If you say so. Look, I mean, it's possible, but it definitely did not happen on Saturday, despite AJ's protest. Marina Rodriguez looking really good, looking like she might be a contender at 115 pounds for the world championship there against Rose Namajunas.
I'm looking at who Marina has defeated, and I'm sorry, it's more impressive than who Mackenzie has defeated. So, plus, she just defeated Mackenzie. But look, Mackenzie Dern, there's a lot of hype because of her name. I mean, she needs to win the big fights, man. This is only her second loss. It's not the end of the world.
It's not the end of the world.
It's
exactly
a fight she should have won.
Fred, got to give it to you. Only guy who picked Marina Rodriguez, the underdog, to
win
last week on the show.
Fred, I was thinking it. Of Freddie all through that, man. I'm like, damn, Freddie called it. But you know what? You look at, like,
I'll tell you what,
like,
it's because I'm not
right?
sold
if I'm
on
not
Mackenzie.
Mistaken.
Like,
no, Mackenzie
she had
is,
a nice little win streak, but I'm not sold on her. She's
listen,
good,
Freddie,
but she's not.
Why not,
but
Fred?
Freddie,
why are you not sold on her? I'm tired of hearing about AJ.
Her striking
AJ
is not great.
Yeah.
Her striking is not great, even though AJ was saying last week that it's much better and all that. I don't think it's great. And her takedowns, like jiu-jitsu, and that's good also on the men's side. Like if you can't bring the fight to where you want it, your jiu-jitsu is not going to be effective. Like unless you have the wrestling, the takedowns to bring the fight. And it's also being in good positions. Like you want to be on the ground, but you don't want to be in someone's guard or whatever. Like you want to be able to work and all. So I don't know. I don't think she has all those tools. She's still young. She still has potential. Like I'm not gonna
No, I
hate
think.
on her. I just don't think she's championship level right now.
No, I agree.
Listen, man, this is the first fight she's ever gone 5 rounds, man. Give her a break. And you know what? You
We're
look at
giving her a
Rodriguez, who
break,
lost to, if
AJ.
I'm not
We're giving her
mistaken,
a
to
break.
Carlos.
We understand. We understand you love her, AJ. We
Rodriguez
get
lost
it.
to Esparza,
Oh
man.
my
Let's be
God.
honest.
Oh
Mackenzie
my
Dern can
God.
beat
By
Esparza, no
split
problem, in
decision.
my
No,
opinion.
she can't.
Oh, yeah.
Esparza would keep that fight standing and never get taken down because Esparza's got great wrestling.
Listen, man, it
And
wasn't the
Mackenzie
best.
Dern
It
is
wasn't.
lacking in wrestling. And this is what I've been saying for years. The key to MMA is having elite wrestling combined with elite jiu-jitsu. You can't just have elite jiu-jitsu, and you can't just have elite wrestling. If you get a perfect fighter, it's the fighter who's got good striking, but elite wrestling and elite jiu-jitsu. If you have elite wrestling and you have the ability to take your opponent down at will, and your jiu-jitsu is super elite, once you take them down, it's fucking over. And Khabib Nurmagomedov was a guy who looked like he was getting to that point. His wrestling was always elite, but his ability to finish fights got better and better as he grew in the UFC. Khabib is the closest thing I've seen to that perfect fighter, and Mackenzie Dern should take a page out of Khabib's book. Wrestle, wrestle, wrestle. If she just wrestled, if Damian Maya had the wrestling of Khabib, he would have been world champion in two different weight divisions. You need both. You know, Maya had great jiu-jitsu, but he wasn't able to take people down at will. And because of that, you know, if you can't take somebody down into your world and keep them there, who cares that you're good at the ground? If the person can keep you standing up the whole fight, your ground game doesn't mean shit. Doesn't mean ugats, AJ.
You got a point there, Dave. No, I'm not going to disagree with you at all there. You're absolutely right. And you're right. Like Khabib, like his wrestling was phenomenal. You can't get any better wrestling than the guys coming out of Dagestan. But he also was a black belt in jiu-jitsu. He had it all. His striking in the beginning of the UFC wasn't like the best. It obviously got a lot better, before he retired.
Right.
But man, this guy still had enough in him to be even a more elite fighter that the world's ever seen. I mean, this guy had
Yeah.
skills that even George didn't have. And
That's
that's the
it.
thing. Unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to see it all, but we saw enough to say that this guy was only going to get better. And anybody else that was going to face him was going to face like a really serious wrath, man, of pain. And you know what? It doesn't matter. Khabib is the best that there was, the best that there is. And maybe hopefully one day we'll get to see him, fight. It might even be in a grappling match. I want to see Khabib fight in like some grappling tournament. I don't care what it is. But you're right, and I totally agree with you. Like the best jiu-jitsu guys have like the like great wrestling, and great wrestlers, take like great jiu-jitsu to really up their game. And that's what you need for like fighting in the octagon. But anywhere else, I mean, it doesn't make a difference. But
Yeah.
my only thing was is that, with Mackenzie, the only thing I found is that she looked like tired at certain points, and I think that was her biggest thing. I don't think it had to do anything with her wrestling takedown and whatnot. I know that when she was in the clinch, she was having a hard time taking her down. I think it was more a matter of fatigue than anything else. Because we could see Mackenzie Dern, she's fought like the world's best. I mean, she's fought like,
Okay, but
Gabby
AJ,
Garcia, people like that at
sure.
world level jiu-jitsu that are like two, three times the size of her. And she's able to, yeah, she lost, but she's able to go that distance. It's just that in MMA, it's a different game. I
Of
think
course.
her experience going for 5 rounds proved to me that she can't get knocked out. She'll have to work on the clinch game, work maybe on the takedown in the clinch. And you know what? Her submission skills need to be worked for a 5-round fight. Because if you want to be a champion, you got to go 5 rounds.
I
I
don't think
think
her
even
jiu-jitsu,
walking
her
away.
submission skills are not lacking in any kind of way. I
No.
think that's the only
But
thing
her.
that's not lacking. Everywhere else, she just
No.
needs to kind of up her game. And she's still in her
Sure.
20s. She's still got a lot of time to improve. She could get there. She's got the potential. But, you know, after Saturday night, we've learned that she is not there yet, despite AJ's protests and
No,
sadness. And I know, AJ,
it's not a pro
in the
yeah.
future, you will pick her again, no matter who she faces. And she'll probably face somebody a little bit more favorable next time out, because she's definitely somebody that has her fans, obviously, and people want to see her succeed. So I think the UFC might throw her a bone next time she's out there. Want to give a shout out to Brian Firth, Angelo Contagonis, Miss Brooklyn Lizard, everybody watching right now, everybody on the chat. Don't forget to like the video. If you are watching right now, like the video, subscribe to the channel, do all the things that keep the algorithm going and the subscriber count going up and everything.
Smash
working.
That button, man.
Smash the button. Smash all your buttons, okay? Smash your button. Smash your button. All right? That's the message
and
of the
subscribe.
Show. The message of
subscribe,
the show tonight,
man.
Is smash your button. Smash that button, baby.
Freddie, you okay there?
No. He smashed his button a little too
I'm
hard.
Great.
He's all right.
Man, what a crazy week, man. What a crazy week.
So that was UFC last weekend. There was other fights on the card that I watched. AJ, you claim that you watched these fights live last weekend. That's what you said to me, right? I think you're lying.
Yeah, but I'm not lying. I was watching it, but I really was watching
the
it
UFC.
At someone else's home. The UFC, I was watching it in the afternoon. It was really, I really had like terrible reception where I was.
Reception.
So everything was like, yeah, it was just bad. Like, you know, with watching the fights, it's a long story. But anyways, I got to
you
watch it, but
the
things were lagging.
On what?
Well, some guy's stream, whatever, like the Freddy stuff that he does.
Okay.
But I won't say it, Dave, before you get taken down.
Yeah, I don't know. So you were not watching on Fight Pass. Because that's why I was a little confused, because the fights were only on Fight Pass last weekend, and I know you don't have a subscription to that, even though, like...
Of all
the people I know, you would like Fight Pass more than anything.
Listen, I had it, and then once I moved, it's something, I don't know what happened, but I'm getting my UFC Fight Pass, like this week. I'm not going to go through that ordeal again. But the thing is that, so remember, subscribe to UFC Fight Pass. You can watch everything, man. Watch the old shows, watch Pride, watch everything. It's awesome.
All right.
Yeah, so go ahead.
I think the fight of the weekend last weekend was the fight that Freddie and I were watching, the boxing match, the Tyson Fury-Deontay Wilder fight. That was pretty good, man.
That was
wild. That was one of the best boxing matches I've ever seen, right? Fred, that's got to be up there. Like, I watch boxing a lot of times, these big boxing matches. They go to a decision. It's, like, not that exciting. And at the end, the decision's weird. Like, it's a draw, even though one guy clearly won. Kind of like the first Tyson Fury-Deontay Wilder fight, although that fight was a little more interesting, you know, knockdowns and stuff. But this fight, like, they were knocking each other down left and right. Fury got knocked out a couple times. Wilder got knocked down a bunch. Like, that was one of the best boxing matches, one of the best heavyweight boxing matches you will ever see. Incredible stuff last
week. Yeah, well, styles make matchups, and both these guys have a fun style, man. It was a fun fight to watch. Look, man, I think Fury got the first knockdown. He knocked down Wilder early, and then Wilder in the next round knocked down Fury twice. And then there was the knockout later. Like, it was pure action. But also, it's like, both guys were going for it. Often you feel like boxing, guys are maybe like point fighting or whatever, but both guys were going for it. It was fun to watch. Props to both of them. I'll tell you what, man. I've read some people say that maybe they should do it a fourth time because, like, Wilder's hand got broken, supposedly, in the third round. Hey, I'm not against it, man. Both these guys know how to sell it. They always deliver a good show. Like, I think Fury's clearly the better fighter. Now it's the third fight in a row. But, hey, Wilder always has that punching chance. Like, man, he knocked him down twice in one round, man. That was pretty, like, Fury was close to staying down there.
But another time, man. Like, they should have
maybe,
to fight somebody else first.
Heavyweight boxer, man.
I don't know. Joshua and the guy that beat Joshua.
He lost.
Yeah, the guy that beat him.
So
what's
some,
his name?
Some Ukrainian.
Yeah, that guy.
He's
probably good. He's probably good, Fred.
Some Ukrainian.
Hey, Ukraine is game
to
you.
He's 19-0, man. He's still young.
19-0 sounds like an impressive guy. He could probably beat both these Wilder Fury guys. He's pretty good. I say go after it. I don't understand why we should have this fight a fourth time, Fred. I saw people saying that too, and I disagree. I don't think that we should do this again. I was a little confused as to why they were doing this the third time. The first fight ended in a draw, but I think Fury clearly won that fight. The second fight, Fury knocked out Wilder, and now the third fight, Fury knocks out Wilder. I mean, if they do the fight again,
because I think
and Wilder
Joshua's
wins,
rematch that Ukrainian dude.
Okay,
because you know boxing has all these clauses, so I think like Joshua has an automatic rematch against that Ukrainian dude. So these two guys are probably going to be fighting. Who knows in 4, 5, 6 months? So you know what you do with Fury in the meantime, man. You don't want him to be inactive, man. Give me another Wilder fight in 4, 5, 6 months, man. I'll take that.
But if Wilder wins, then you got to do a rematch, and then you're doing how many times? Are these guys going to fight each other to the rest of their lives? Like, is this their whole careers now? They just go around fighting each other? And if Fury wins
again,
and it's super exciting, if it's the same level of excitement as we just saw on Saturday, but it's the same result again for a fourth time, do you do it again?
Why not, man?
Do you do it a fifth time?
Listen.
Like, how many times do you do it where it's like, well, that was fun, I liked it, the result was the same, but there were moments where I thought, you know, maybe not. Like, how many times do you do that before you say, all right, let's pull the plug on this whole operation?
Hold on a sec, guys. You got to remember one thing. You got to look at, like, fights from the past. You look at guys like Joe Frazier against Muhammad Ali. They went three times, man. People want to see it. And I agree with Freddie what he says, like, styles make matches. But when you put that brawl in there, into that ring, it becomes exciting, man. When you look at a fight like this, man, you know, I want to see that fourth fight. I want to be one of those people to see that fourth fight. And I want to be there to be awake to watch it this time. But the thing is, you know what? This is great for boxing. What it does is that it brings a lot of, like, people's eyes back to boxing. And it's great for the sport. Because this is what boxing was all about. When you look at some of the greatest fights, like I just mentioned, Joe Frazier against Muhammad Ali, man. Like, 1, 2, 3. These are the greatest fights ever. You look at guys like, my favorite fight of all time was Mickey Ward against Arturo Gatti that came from Montreal. Arturo Gatti was a beast. Mickey Ward was a beast. They had three fights, and these guys, man, put it on the line. They love to box. I love boxing, and I love to see a boxing match that not only has that, like, that technical aspect, but there's, like, something behind it where one of these guys wants to walk out of the ring with the other guy lying down on the ground. They don't want to win by decision. They want to win by knockout. This comes out to be a fight, man. And that's what I keep saying about the brawl. When you look at Mickey Ward against Arturo Gatti, man, now that is a fight.
Sure.
That's like one of the top 10 of all time.
Ali and Frazier didn't fight each other back to back to back. They fought several people in between. Also, Ali lost the first fight to Joe Frazier. He lost. And then he came back and fought him 4 years later. I just looked it up because I was like, they didn't fight all in a row, though. And I looked it up just to show AJ what the facts are behind his argument. Ali lost a decision to Frazier in 71. Here are the facts.
Yeah.
Here are the facts. There's no facts.
Yeah.
That's AJ's world, right, in a nutshell. No. There's no facts.
Yeah, people want to see the fight. People want to see that fight.
Put that on
a different
T-shirt.
Time, a different era.
There's no facts, AJ. That's a quote right there.
There's
no facts.
That division was so deep in the heavyweight, man.
Here's the facts. Ali lost to Frazier in March of 71 by decision. They didn't fight again till 1974. And I know you were around. You watched that fight, right? 1974, Ali beat Joe Frazier by decision, and then they fought again in 1975. But between the fight in 74 and the fight in 75, Ali fought Foreman, Wepner, Lyle, and Bugner. You remember all those fights, I'm sure. But I'm saying it wasn't like back to back to back. And also, it was a trilogy to settle a score. Ali had one, then Frazier had one, then Ali had one. Then you have a third one to settle it. And then they settled it in a third, and Ali won, and then they never fought again. Because that's how trilogies are supposed to be. You don't have a trilogy where the guy wins three times, and then you're like, fuck it, let's have him fight a fourth time. It's crazy.
Yeah, you know what, Dave? Like I was saying, it was a different time, a different era. Boxing was king, man, and it was so deep. That division was so deep. I mean, looking at George Foreman, you're talking about Foreman. Just leading up to that fight was like a storyline in itself. Rumble in the Jungle, man, was one of the was like was incredible. Like you watch that shit, man, and
King
you're
of
like, holy
cliches.
smokes, that's what
Yeah.
boxing. No, man,
AJ's gonna
but
go
that's what it
off and
was.
talk
It was
about
kings, man. The sport
no,
was
but I'm just
king.
saying,
Yeah, when we were
yeah.
kings, Rumble in the
Don
Jungle,
King
Don
was the
King.
king, man.
Jungle, man.
Yeah, Booker
Don King,
T.
Don King was the Dana White of today, man. That's
Yeah,
what he was,
anyways.
man. Nobody had hair like Don King. Nobody
No
had style
mas.
and pizzazz like Don King. And nobody could kill a man like Don King and get away with it. That's a different
Yeah,
story,
Dana
you know?
White didn't
But I'm gonna tell
kill anybody, I don't think.
not yet, or you don't know about Dana White, man. He's
Maybe.
got more money than Don King has and much deeper network. But that's the thing with the UFC, man. You know, that's why the UFC is like so is so great. Like even at heavyweight, like it's still deep in a sense. You know, you go to any like weight division, it's got depth. Back in the days, you know, you're looking at a heavyweight division with a lot of depth. Today, there's sort of
Yeah,
some
okay,
depth, but
but you're still
there's not
doing the
enough.
same fight 4 times in a row.
I know, Dave, but you know what?
It's a
People want to
lot.
see it. I would love to see
All
it again
right,
because
fine.
Wilder,
I
man,
think it's
Wilder was
dumb, though.
awesome,
It
man.
looks bad. It doesn't look good for boxing. It's like, oh, you have nothing else? That's all you
I
have? Boxing?
disagree.
Okay.
No, I disagree because I don't know. I like. I'm just saying, as a boxing fan, I want. Wouldn't you want to see it, Freddie? Honestly, if it happens again, like in 6 months or a year from now, I'd like to see it. I'd like to see what can happen. Like if and it look, it's just for
A
the
good
sport and the
rivalry,
action
man.
of it. And I know Dave. Dave, you would watch it too. I know it.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'd watch it, but I'm watching any. I watched the fucking UFC in
But
the
I'll watch
afternoon
Fury
last
against
weekend.
anybody, man.
Yeah.
Fury's great.
How about Tommy
That's
Fury? Would you watch him against anybody? Because I think he's going to fight Jake Paul.
Yeah, like
Somebody's
Tommy
kid is
Fury,
crying.
man. Like, that's
Who's is
mine.
that? Oh,
But
Freddie?
because he's upset, he's up.
Nope.
Oh, it's not
He's
Freddie's?
upset with.
AJ's?
No. It's little AJ.
Oh, okay.
Little AJ is. He's
He's
wild,
mad.
man. You
He's
want to see
mad.
wild?
He's
He's a
mad. Okay,
wilder,
man.
man.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
Earlier, man,
Listen,
both
man,
my kids
I
were
like.
crying, man, and I wanted to film them to send it to you guys to show what it is to have two kids crying at the same time. I'm just saying.
Take it easy,
It's
Freddie. It's not
I don't know
easy.
how you do it, Freddie. How about that? Look at Evander Holyfield, man. How many kids does that guy have? Like 20 kids? How did these guys do it, man? One kid already crying is a lot.
I like George
Holy
Foreman.
smokes,
He's got
two?
like 5 kids. He named them all
Tell
George.
you
That's a
what,
good way to
Vitor
do it.
didn't care about his kids.
What?
No? What?
Vitor Belfort, he didn't care about Holyfield's kids. Knocked him out,
Oh.
man.
Oh, yeah,
Look at
no.
Vitor,
Oh,
man.
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Evander's a
What
grown
kind of
man. He
mistake
signed up
is
for
that?
that. Evander signed up for
Listen,
that. That's
man.
his own fault.
Why would you go up against Belfort, TRT Belfort? That doesn't make any sense.
No.
Like, but still, it was exciting, and I thought it was great for boxing. Boxing's done some really good
I
things in
thought it was
the
great for boxing. Jake Paul versus Tommy Fury, great for boxing too. You're excited about that? You excited, AJ? You can't
I'm
wait, right?
excited
I don't
about
give a
that.
shit about
Yeah,
that.
what?
Who
That's gonna be a
cares?
real fight, dude. They're around the same size, man.
I don't
That's gonna
care.
be a listen. If Jake Paul could take out Tyson Fury, which is a brother, I'm sorry, Tommy Fury, which is a brother of Tyson Fury. Holy shit, man. That guy's credibility is gonna be up so high. Like it already is. He's already at the top. But man, can he do it? Man, I think this kid could do it.
Who
You know?
cares? I don't
There's
care at
already some
all.
bad blood.
I don't care at all what happens in
Listen.
that fight. I liked it when Jake Paul was fighting MMA
TMZ
guys that
wants to
I'd heard
know.
of. I don't know about Tommy Fury. I know he was on the undercard of the last Jake Paul fight, but I don't really care. I wanted Jake Paul to fight Tyson Fury just for the sheer brutality of what would
You
happen.
kidding? Tyson Fury would kill him.
Yeah,
He wouldn't even come
exactly.
close.
That's
That's
why I
like a
wanted to
totally
see it.
different world.
I know. I wanted to see him
Yeah.
kill him. It'd be fun.
Yeah, it wouldn't happen, dude. It wouldn't happen. But Tommy Fury, listen, man, it'll be good to see him fight. I didn't like his last fight, like on that undercard. He didn't look that great. But that's enough for me. You know, I don't know, man. Like
I
to
don't
say that
care
Jake
about
Paul can
that.
beat him?
I'm not doing a watch
I don't
along for
know.
that. I'm telling you right now. I'm not doing
Yes,
shit
we
for
are.
that.
Come on, Dave.
Nope.
Dave, don't be that guy. Look at that.
No.
Look at that. Listen, Jake Paul brings numbers. Never forget that, Dave. David Simon, remember those numbers.
I know.
Jake Paul brings
He
numbers.
does bring
That's why we
numbers,
got to
but
do it.
like I'm just
He
gonna shit on
does.
it the whole time. It's not gonna be pretty.
So
We'll
let.
see.
Yeah, I
We'll
know,
see.
dude. You know, Angelo is going to be shitting on us and everybody. You know that. But you know, Angelo, And you know, man, the guy brings numbers, and that's a fact. And you know what? I like to see when he fights a real boxer how he's going to do. That's what I'm more curious about. And if he can handle Tommy Fury, man, I'll be shocked. Not that shocked, but
no, I won't be shocked. He'll definitely beat Tommy Fury. I saw Tommy Fury's boxing match. He was not that good. He's
no,
only
it wasn't
there.
That great, man.
No,
I
he's
agree
not
with
very
you.
good. He's only there because his brother's Tyson Fury. Right?
Well, listen, man.
Come
it's another, yeah,
on.
I guess you can
if
say
his
that.
name wasn't
Like,
Fury, no one would give a shit. He wouldn't even get a shot against Jake Paul. If his last name wasn't Fury, which, by the way, is that really their last name? Fury? That's a pretty good name for a boxer.
I believe.
Fury?
Well, Tyson is a pretty good name to have as
yeah,
a
that
boxer.
too. But you
I mean,
could give
Fury comes out
somebody
like
a first name. A
it's like
last name
Dragon
is
Ball,
usually.
and, like, listen, man, Bruce Lee. I mean,
Dragon Ball?
it's a good
Tyson
name.
Luke Fury. That's
How
his
do you
name.
get the
Luke
last name?
Tyson?
Is Fury a common name? Sounds like the last name of a bad guy in Superman or something. Tyson Fury. Like, it sounds like a
now
pro
you
wrestling
opened up.
Name.
Dave,
his father
now
was
that
John
you said
Fury.
That, he's getting.
Damn.
And who loved probably Mike Tyson a lot. Listen, Dave probably
His
opened up a
uncle
can of
was
worms.
Yogi
He just mentioned a
Fury.
movie. Yogi, like Yogi Bear?
Yogi.
Is there a Fred
Yogi,
Fury?
You...
Fred, you should change your name to Fred Fury. That's
Fred
a pretty good
Fury
name.
Garcia.
Fred Fury. That's a wrestling name right there. From Fred Fury.
No, but Freddy's got the middle name. It's Freddy Fantastic or Fantastic Freddy.
Yeah.
Forget about that.
That's not a last name.
Fantastic
though.
Freddy Fury.
Listen.
Fantastic Freddy Fury.
Garcia.
No.
Our South American co-host.
You don't really understand the
yeah, AJ
the concept.
Lost track of
AJ
that.
He's lost the plot entirely. All right. Let's get to the preview here of the fights this weekend. It's Dumont versus
I got no parlay,
Viana.
By the way.
No, you have to give me a parlay. I demand a parlay.
No parlay, man.
No, fuck you, Fred. You have to give me a parlay. I demand it. What about Arlovsky? Just give me Arlovsky and...
Listen,
Fred's
going
to come up with
Carlos.
His picks now. I don't know. Like, this card is weak.
It's a tricky card, man.
Weak, weak.
Not only is it
weak,
worst
weak.
Ever.
It's one
weak,
of the
but
worst.
At the same time, man, it's hard to really pick them because some of these ones are pick-ems. It's really hard, man. It'll
awful.
Be a good payout if you – yeah, well, that's it. Awful pays, man. Remember that.
Awful pays?
All right, so Arlovsky's the favorite, but, man, should Arlovsky be a favorite these days?
I don't know.
I mean, it's pretty much a pick him, but Arlovsky's a little bit favored.
Ooh.
I'm going with what's his name there? Felipe Carlos. Carlos Felipe.
That sounds about right.
All
Felipe.
Right. So he's on my parlay.
Oh, there you go. Fred's giving us picks. Carlos Felipe
I mean,
is 26
Jim Miller's
years old.
Pretty old, man. So I got to go with his opponent, man. Eric Gonzalez.
Fred,
plus he's a plus 183.
Fred's going up against
I'm
all the old guys.
Chance.
Felipe 11-1 as a pro. He's won 3 in a row in the UFC, going up against the super veteran Andre Arlovsky, who's 42 and has won. He won his last fight, but yeah. I don't know about Arlovsky here. It's hard to tell. So Fred's going
you
against
know what?
The old
the
guys.
Thing with Arlovsky is you've got that veteran, you know, who's able to handle like strong, tough, like newbies like Tanner Boser and things like that. So when you look at like Arlovsky being able to pull that off, I think he's able to beat Felipe, in my opinion. I think Arlovsky could pull it off as a veteran.
I think Felipe beats him. I'm going with Freddie on that one.
That's what we said with Tanner Boser, right? And look what happened.
No, I took
I think
Arlovsky
this is gonna be,
in that fight. I was I
did
remember,
you?
Yeah, I remember that because I had money on Arlovsky and Boser was a favorite, and I was like, no. And then I told both of you guys, and I remember being very happy about that. So I was betting against all the Canadians back then. I remember that because it was the beginning of the pandemic and everything was shut down here, and I was
right.
like, nobody's training. How the fuck are we going to win fights?
Yeah,
I was
you're
like,
right.
Bet against the Canadians. And I did that, and Arlovsky won. That was back then. Early pandemic when we couldn't do anything, but now things are opening up a little bit. I'm trying to give you the bet 99
so are you going with
betting
your
odds here. I'm gonna get Fred's
So,
parlay.
Dave, are you going up first? Okay, you're going with
No,
Freddy's.
no. Let's
Okay.
go with Fred because Fred is the man. I'm trying to find the main event. I don't know. I'm struggling here. I don't have a parlay. I have nothing. I have
Eric
nothing.
Gonzalez and Eric Gonzalez and Carlos Felipe, $20 gives you 107. That's what you should have.
That's pretty good.
Click on the left menu where it says MMA, then click UFC, then click the event.
I don't see the event. I got
Yeah, well,
UFC.
it's home. It's
Oh,
home
home,
versus
home. Yeah, I
dumb.
got confused because home's not on it. Sorry, Fred. Here we go. Let's get Fred's parlay. He's going with Felipe minus 113. So Felipe's the favorite, right? Arlovski isn't the favorite. Felipe's the slight favorite. Gonzalez plus
Oh yeah,
183.
sorry.
Oh, Jim Miller, big favorite here, which is surprising.
Yeah. And he's gonna break, and if he when he fights, he's gonna be at 38 fights, man. 38 fights in the UFC, breaking actually Cowboy Cerrone's record.
Fred, what
Jim
else do you
Miller, man,
have?
he's been there a long time.
That's it, man.
Two
Keep it
fights?
simple.
That's it.
Yeah.
Faraday's going with the
Oh, yeah.
two-fight pick again.
Boom. Two-fight parlay, Felipe and Gonzalez. $20 gets you $107.04. That's pretty good.
That's
See, Fred,
good.
you don't want to give a
That is good.
parlay, but it's a pretty good parlay right there. It's pretty good. AJ, you got something for me?
Yeah, so let me just get my
Oh,
so
you
I'm going to
don't.
go with the fight
AJ's got
parlay.
it. Oh,
Here we go.
let's do it.
So you don't Okay, here we go. So I'm gonna go with Norma Dumont. Why? Because first of all, she's a bigger fighter, and then you've got Aspen Ladd that has a problem with the scale. Her biggest fight is trying to get like on weight on scale. It's not gonna happen.
For a
It's like
135 fight,
two.
this is a
Just
145
listen,
fight.
man.
She
Yes, I
struggled to
know,
make
and the
bantamweight. This is
she
featherweight.
struggled. I know, and you know what? It's just like in too much of a short time. I like Aspen Ladd. I like her grappling. I think she's awesome, but I think that is just there's something wrong. There's something off, and I'm going with Norma on this. She's 6-1, so put down Norma. I'm gonna go with the veteran Arlovski on this one. I think he's gonna do the same thing that he did to Tanner Boser. Felipe is gonna be out for the night, and then I'm gonna go with Jim Miller, man. I'm going with the experience. Being his 38th fight, I think if he wins, he might retire, man. And then I'm going to go with Manon Fiorot. And the reason why I'm going with Manon is that
I
she
know,
is a
Corinne.
killer, man. She's a killer. Not only that, but like she's also training with
Yeah.
one of my
I knew you were going to go there.
training partners from BTT for sure, Corinne Laframboise, which we had on the show, who's been training with Manon to lead up to this fight. And you know what? A lot of kudos because I'm going to back our our hometown girl. In, but Manon is a killer, dude. I mean, this girl is coming in, and I like her attitude. She's tough, she's solid, she's big, and she's gonna like knock out Silva. If I'm gonna pick a fight with a TKO or KO, it's gonna be with Manon Fiorot. And then I'm gonna go with to end it. Is that my five fight? Yeah.
No.
So my last fight will be
Yeah.
Julian Marquez. So I'm gonna go with Julian Marquez, who has better boxing skills than Jordan Wright. Who has some pretty good kicking game in his arsenal in a sense, but man, Marquez, from what I read and what I saw, like I'm gonna go with him for the win. So that's my five-fight parlay, man.
So there
What
you
does it pay,
go.
Dave?
Team AJ, Normand Dumont-Viana plus 112, Andrei Arlovski minus 109, Jim Miller minus 234, Manon Fiorot minus 250, and Julia Marquez minus 260. AJ's $20 parlay at plus 1030 gets you 226.35 over at
That's not bad, man.
bet99.com. Bet with us over at bet99.com. Use that promo code ringsize and ringside and take advantage of a matching deposit of up to $600. I'll give you a little Team Dave parlay if you will.
Team Dave.
Team Dave. I like. I'm going to give it to you real time here, baby. I'm going to go with Aspen Ladd. I like Aspen to win. I also like Gonzalez to win. I think he's a solid pick. And. I think that might be it. I think I'm going to stay with
That's it.
Fred. Yep, I think that's it. That's what we're doing. It's 20
Keeping it
bucks.
short and sweet.
Keeping it short and sweet. Keeping it easy and peasy. Aspen Ladd -138. Eric Gonzalez +183. 20 bucks gets you 97.88. Keeping it simple this weekend with Team Dave. The card is not great. What can I tell you?
It's something that John Jones doesn't know. But it's not. Listen, man, these are the type of cards that, you know, it doesn't look great. I don't think the main event
John
is
Jones
like
is
such
not
a sizzler.
At Jackson MMA, huh?
Well,
no,
I don't
he
know.
Got kicked out, man. It's done.
Well, Mike Winklejohn, it's Jackson Winklejohn MMA, right? And Mike Winklejohn, who's the main striking coach over there, says he's no longer working with him. But I think some of the coaches at the gym are still working with John Jones. So he kind of got kicked out of the gym, but maybe not entirely.
But he's not allowed to train in the gym. He's got to go on the outside.
Yeah.
I mean, regardless, I mean, John Jones is just. Yeah, exactly, and he's digging a really bad
hole for himself.
I'll be
the guy
that says,
okay, I feel pretty confident that whether he faces Cyril, Stipe, Ngannou, I'm going to have to go with the heavyweight, man. I don't know, man. I love John Jones. He's the greatest fighter of all time. I'm not convinced it's going to be a success, his heavyweight venture. I'm really not convinced, actually. I'm going to put it at a big interrogation.
Yeah, question mark.
Freddie, look.
Question mark.
Look at all the stuff, man. You're at this point now that he's been, like, training to fight heavyweight, like, for over a year and something, and he still does not have a fight. And it's not to, like, what is he waiting for, that big the title fight? It's not going to happen, man. Instead of training and really getting himself ready to challenge everybody and looking like a mean machine – he looks like flubber lately, man, and he's not looking good. All the outside of the shit that he's doing is not helping him. You know what? At this point here, he should have been able to take, like, anybody on the top 10 in the heavyweight division and prove to everybody that he's there for a reason. Right now, man, it's not going to happen, man. I don't see a good future for John Jones. I don't see anything happening. I think I don't know, man. I agree with Freddie. There's no one – I don't think John Jones – could beat anybody in the top five right now, for sure.
I think
there's
he
no way
beat
he can't
some
beat
people.
Cyril Gan. He can't beat Ngannou.
No, I don't
you
think
know,
those
I don't
guys.
Even think,
not those guys.
No,
some guys,
I don't
but
even
not
think
those
he can
guys.
Touch Stipe, man. Mm. You know, like there's no way, man. I'm telling you, if not at this point, if John Jones was looking jacked like the heavyweight George St. Pierre and
I mean,
really like
Stipe's
training, and we see him
active also. That's the thing.
And he's getting
he
older.
Active,
Stipe's like 40 now. You know.
But man, Cyril or Ngannou, man, I'm going to go with those guys over John Jones. Like, Ngannou might not be the greatest, like, technical striker and all that, but he's got so much power, man. I would have to go with Ngannou putting one on John Jones.
I'm going to give you a bonus parlay. Bonus parlay because my UFC parlay was not that fun. I'm going to give you a bonus parlay that I think is going to be nice, all right? We're going to Bellator.
Is it lock of the night?
Bellator 268. Oh. We're going over to the B-Tour, baby. Bellator 268. It is coming up on Saturday night. That's the fight card to watch on Saturday. The UFC card sucks. The Bellator card, fantastic. You got Vadim Nemkov defending the Bellator light heavyweight title against Julius Anglicus in the main event. Co-main event is Ryan Bader versus Corey Anderson. And I believe that it is a tournament. Yeah, it's a semifinal tournament fight. The winner of this gets into the finals, right? Oh, yeah. And the other fight, the Nemkov and Glikas fight, is also a semifinal fight, which is weird because it's for the belt. Because Nemkov is the champion, so he's in the tournament, but he also defends his belt in the tournament. It's weird, but it's
Bellator. I
actually
like that.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. I mean, why if he loses, he should lose the
exactly.
belt too, right? Yeah, it makes sense. He's the
yeah,
champion.
Exactly.
But he's in the tournament, and so it'll be Anglicus versus Nemkov and Bader versus Anderson, and the winners will fight each other to win the tournament and, I guess, be the Bellator light heavyweight champion as well. They're not going to fight each other tomorrow, but we have the semifinals tomorrow, or Saturday, rather, and they're pretty nice, man. Nemkov versus Anglicus. Nemkov just won the championship a couple fights ago by beating Bader. Then he defended against Phil Davis just recently. Nemkov, 29 years old, 14-2, big Russian, just a killer, just an absolute monster. I think he will beat Anglicus coming up on Saturday night. He's a pretty huge favorite, too. Bet 99 has him over at minus 567, Anglicus plus 400, the underdog. But I'm more interested in this Ryan Bader-Corey Anderson fight. This is an interesting fight here in the co-main event. And Corey Anderson has looked really good in Bellator. He's 1-2 straight. And I wonder how he does here against Ryan Bader. Bet 99 has Bader as an underdog here. Bader plus 145, Anderson minus 180. And I like that.
Look, they used to spar together in the past. You know, I mean, these guys have trained together. You know, they've sparred together. You know, Bader made some comments about, so Anderson, he took me down a couple of times when they were sparring. I mean, you can say that, but that means a lot, man, because when people spar, they're not just, like, touch and go and, like, hitting, like, air. Sparring, man, is serious business. So that says a lot to me. And you know what? I kind of agree with those odds. I love Bader, but, man, that Anderson, he's awesome.
I don't know. I think Bader's going to be too much for him. I think Bader does a lot of the stuff that Anderson does. Yeah, I'm not really sure.
Is he considered, like, in the gym, was he doing better on Bader? Because, like, I agree with what AJ says. Like, in a gym, if two guys, like, are fighting over time, you typically know who's the better of the two. But right now, man, I'm surprised. Because if you didn't tell me that they have history, man, I would have picked Bader also. But I'm going with Bader. I think he's a little bigger, no? Isn't Bader, like, he's a big, light heavyweight, man.
He fought at heavyweight, too.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Bader. I'm going to take a chance.
The only thing I wonder with Bader is he's 38 years old. Is his time coming to an end as a top-level MMA fighter? And is Corey Anderson just entering his prime here at 32 years of age? But I like Ryan Bader in that fight too, Fred. I think I'm going to go with Bader. He is a plus 145 underdog, so I'm going to give you an extra Bellator parlay here. I'm going with Bader and Primus. I like Brent Primus plus 100. You combine those two or just go straight up with each of them as underdog picks. Bet them straight up. I like Primus and I like Bader. Primus over Benson Henderson and Bader over Corey Anderson. And those are some bonus Bellator picks for you there. Benson Henderson has not looked great over in Bellator. He's a former UFC champion, but I don't know here. I've got Brent Primus to pull off the slight upset. I'm a little surprised that Henderson is the favorite here. He's lost a ton of fights in a row. I guess just two in a row.
What about Dodgers, Giants, man?
Just two in a row right now. I don't know. Is the game started?
Soon.
Mm.
What happened to the Yankees?
I go with the Giants. Shut up, AJ.
I mean, I just want, like I said before the show, what a great AL series between two teams that play the right way.
Cheating.
Two teams with integrity.
Oh,
two
no
teams
integrity.
Like
racism.
With a good history, man.
Oh, Red Sox. Last team to integrate.
I mean, fuck the Astros and the Red Sox, they should just give the World Series to whoever wins that one, man.
Disagree strongly. No, incorrect.
Two
Terrible
fair teams,
opinion.
Man. Two fair teams.
Thank God you don't do a baseball show.
Those Houston Astros, man. It's all about love.
And cheating and banging trash cans.
Jose Altuve.
Listen, man, George St. Pierre was a garbage man, and he became a world champion, so don't knock the garbage man or the garbage cans.
Don't knock on the garbage.
I thought you were saying, speaking of banging garbage cans, I was like, what? Anyway.
Well, that's John Jones, probably. Banging some
Jesus
cans, all right.
Okay. Conor McGregor said some pretty wild stuff about Khabib on Twitter and then deleted them. Did you see this stuff?
Khabib, man. I heard about it, but I...
You want to see a screenshot of this? This is on Bloody
Elbow.
Yeah,
let me see. I couldn't find
screenshot.
It.
Here's a screenshot somebody took.
Conor
McGregor.
Say there, Dave?
He says, he's a smelly inbred.
What? That's terrible, man.
That's what Conor
said. That's pretty harsh, man.
Yeah, that's...
But why? Why would Conor... Like, there's no point for them to fight... I thought they were, like, cordial with each other for, like, the longest time, and now, bam, out of nowhere. Maybe
then,
you had too much, like...
he tweeted this.
What?
Cousin wife. I don't even know what that's supposed to mean, but I think it was directed at Khabib. After he tweeted that thing about Khabib, smelly inbred, he writes, cousin wife. about Khabib,
He's trying to say that his wife is his cousin?
I
Like,
mean,
but who, like, does,
AJ's
like,
really doing some good detective work there. Connor tweets cousin wife. AJ goes, maybe he's trying to say his wife is his cousin. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Well, listen, man.
Good detective
who gives
work
a
there,
shit?
Inspector
Thank
AJ.
You. I watched CSI for no
tweeted
like
more
for a
stuff,
reason.
but
Listen.
I don't think we could read it.
Did he tweet
Yeah,
more
is there
stuff?
more stuff? What the hell's the matter
Well,
with
if you
Connor?
continue
Is
that
he on the
bloody
rail again?
after the cousin wife, there's another one, but I don't think you should show it.
With the
Maybe
with,
show the
let
one
me
where he
see it.
says he wants Ali to die and celebrate when he dies.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
What?
Ali Abdelaziz, who is Khabib's manager. He goes,
and
here,
cousin.
Here we go again, insulting people, nation, and religion. This is not funny. My dream to see you in person. And then Connor, this is to a Connor tweet, is just in there, is there inbreeding in Dagestan? A high frequency of inbred marriages is another characteristic feature of Dagestan. The level of inbreeding in highland population of Dagestan is very high, being second only to the world maximum of first cousins on the Fiji Islands. Wow. I mean, I don't know. It's, I mean, you know. And then,
yeah, but he
Khabib,
gets whatever he
and
wants,
then Connor
dude,
responds
on.
To Ali Abdelaziz, I hate you, bro. When you die, I celebrate. I'm going to tweet that to everybody I know.
I mean, that's pretty harsh, man. I mean, Connor, like, listen, if he wants to talk about Ali, that's fine. When you talk about managers and things like that, you can go after anybody, man, you know?
AJ?
Like, it, like it's
I have
a
nothing
different
to say
story,
to you
but
but
not
this.
like.
I hate you, bro. When you die, I celebrate.
Why, you motherfucker?
That's just the best line ever.
Yeah.
I don't mean it. I don't mean it.
Listen.
I'd be sad. But,
why, what the fuck? Listen, but don't you, listen, if it's directed
I
towards
hate
a
you,
manager
bro.
Or
when
some,
you die,
some
I celebrate.
Agent, that's okay. That's
what
cool. I can laugh
say.
At Connor saying that.
But why
but
did he phrase it that way? When you die, I celebrate. It's just a weird.
I think it's pretty.
You just forgot the will.
Actually,
and it's bad grammar. I will celebrate.
Yeah, but his first language
but
is
better
English.
This way.
Connor's got to be drunk when he's
Dave,
doing this.
Those things
Gibberish.
Exactly. Those are things that we should put on a T-shirt. But I'm saying what he's directing towards Khabib and directing towards like Dagestan. I mean, that's totally wrong, man. Like, you don't talk about a guy's wife, and you don't talk about like Dagestan culture, like. Like, you could put up anything you want from Wikipedia or wherever the fuck you found that. But in the end, Dagestan has probably the most champions in a lot of sports. MMA, wrestling, you know, sambo,
okay,
whatever.
But how
you
about
know,
this?
Boxing as
how
well.
About this?
And you can
how
say what you
this?
Want about Dagestan. They've got Khabib,
if,
man, who's a world
if,
champion, legendary
how about this?
Champion.
If
Khabib.
If you marry your first cousin and I find out about it and I say, cousin wife, I don't know. I think that's fine.
That's funny.
I think
you
that's
think
fine.
Maybe somebody stole. You know what I think, Dave? I'm gonna tell
cousin
you what I
wife.
Think. I think
when you
Connor
die,
gets
I celebrate.
So
I hate you, bro. When you die, I hate
no.
you, bro. He said, bro, too. I hate you, bro. Like there's still a brotherhood
it's
there.
Funny, actually.
I hate you, bro. When you die, I celebrate. Got to put that on a
you
T-shirt.
Know what?
Also, AJ's
we
phrase
put that
from
on a
tonight:
t-shirt.
There are no facts. There are no facts. Just in life.
There was no fucking facts with that. Listen, I'm going to tell you one thing.
I was giving you
Connor,
specific dates
Connor,
and times of fights. There are
no
facts.
No.
Ali fought
no,
Frazier on this date.
About...
There are no facts.
Yeah, but that was a different time and era, man. Anyways, we won't go back on that.
There were
but
no facts in the
this.
70s.
I believe this. There was real facts back in the 70s, man. Like, you know, there's like a lot of interesting things that happened in the 70s, man.
Really?
Starsky and Hutch.
That's
you know,
the first thing you
days,
go to.
Swedish erotica. You don't know this stuff, Dave, because it's past your time. This is when it was fun. Playboy. I'm going to tell you something. I think Connor, what he does is
full
that he gets so
bushes,
drunk on his proper 12.
Lustrous. Right?
Yeah.
70.
I think he gets so drunk. I think he passes his like his phone over to his buddies, and they got a giggle out of like whatever someone posts, because then he deletes it. So I think Connor passes it to someone. Someone puts something. Connor gets in trouble. Then he deletes it. I'm telling you, man.
Maybe.
What's the point of attacking Khabib at this point? They're not going to fight ever again.
It's funny.
Unless he wants to fight in a boxing match.
It's
kind of
funny.
But, dude, it's not funny, man.
It's
like, there's
funny.
No, there's no build-up to it.
It's kind of
funny.
I don't
funny. Know, man. I like the comment that I get, like, you know, if you die, I'll celebrate, whatever you put it. I think that's funny. But that's because he's directing it towards Ali. The manager, man. You can talk shit about managers, agents. It's fine, man.
I hate you, bro. If you die, I
Dave,
celebrate.
listen, tell the higher up management team that they got to make t-shirts with that saying, man. We got to start selling that shit.
I hate you, bro. When you die, I celebrate t-shirts. I don't know. I don't think we should do
Yeah.
that. I think the just you,
Signed by
your
Connor.
little face saying there are no facts, I think is better than that. I think people would buy that. UFC
I think that's a great
269.
line too.
UFC 269 is looking really good. UFC's putting all sorts of fight together. MMA Junkie reporting that the Jorge Masvidal Leon Edwards fight is happening.
Oh,
UFC
okay.
269 in December, December 11th. This card looks amazing. It's their end of year card, and it's got two title fights. You got Amanda Nunes against Juliana Pena for the women's bantamweight title, and Charles Oliveira versus Dustin Poirier for the UFC lightweight championship. Add to that Masvidal versus Leon Edwards. What else do they have? Ryan Hall against Derek Minner. Dominic Cruz against Pedro Munhoz. Sean O'Malley against a guy. Cody Garbrandt against Kai Kara France.
Wow, for 269?
Santiago Ponzinibbio against Jeff Neal. Macy Barber against Aaron Blanchfield. Like, it's a pretty
Wow, that's
stacked card. That
a
pay-per-view looks really good. Really good.
So you know that's a watch along for sure.
Well, yeah. UFC 269, probably UFC 267 too. Although it'll be on in an afternoon, I think on a Saturday, right? UFC
Yeah, because it's in
267 Abu
Abu
Dhabi.
Dhabi.
Yeah, coming up end of the month in about 16 days, couple of weeks, we'll have
So let's
UFC.
do a barbecue, man. Let's do it.
Huh? There's no
A
barbecue,
Dave
let's do
main
it.
card.
What did you say?
For 267, man. Watch along at Dave's.
What's the main card? What time frame?
2 p.m.
Oh, wow.
2 p.m.
And
Yeah.
it starts with the future of the light heavyweight division, future champion Magomed Ankalaev beating up Volkan Ozdemir. Holy shit. Then you got Hamzat Chimaev against Li Jinglang. Damn. Alexander Volkov against Marcin Tybura. Dan Hooker, Islam Makhachev. Like, oof. Damn, man. Makhachev, Hamzat, and Ankalaev on the same card? That's the future of the UFC right there. Then you got
Well,
Piotr
you know, Connor.
Jan. Piotr Jan against Corey Sandhagen for the interim bantamweight title, and Jan Blachowicz versus Glover Teixeira for the UFC light heavyweight championship.
Why
Damn!
is Sandhagen getting the title shot if he just lost to TJ?
Because TJ is hurt. And there was nobody
Makes
else.
sense.
Yeah. TJ's hurt. Aljamain was supposed to fight here, but Aljamain's hurt. So they did an interim with Piotr Jan against, whoever they could find. And
And
Sandhagen was
then
the
the
only
week
guy.
after is another great card, man.
Yeah. It's
Two
another pay-per-view.
pay-per-views back to back, yeah.
We're going to be busy. Early November, first Saturday of November the 6th, they're at Madison Square Garden. Kamaru Usman versus Colby Covington for the
It's
welterweight
gonna be good,
championship.
man.
Rose Namajunas defending the strawweight title against Zhang Weili in the rematch. Justin Gaethje against Michael Chandler. Frankie Edgar versus Marlon Vera. Damn.
Wow, man.
Ally Quinta versus Bobby Green. Some good shit on this.
CEO of VPO, Marty Juiceman.
Is Colby Covington still like MAGA even? Is that still a thing? Can you still be MAGA at this point? Because Trump is like, you don't see so much of him anymore. Is he still
Are
alive?
you talking about? You see him more now than ever, man. Are you
I don't
joking?
see him anywhere. But maybe that's because I'm not looking in the
You're
right
because you're
places.
watching. Yeah,
I'm
no,
watching
it's because
wrestling.
you're not watching it at
He's not
all.
on
Yeah,
Raw.
exactly. He'll be on Raw soon. I can assure you. It'll just be a matter of time.
Yeah, makes sense.
Listen.
He's been on Raw
Listen,
before.
on that card too, you've got Edmund Shabazz in again. He's back. So let's
Yeah.
see what happens.
Try saying his name again.
Shabazzian. Shabazzian. Shabazz.
Shabazzian.
No, I said it
Shabazzian.
properly.
Your girlfriend's Armenian. You could get the names right once in a while. All right. Thank you. We love you. That's the show. I'm done. All right, Fred?
That's it.
Any final words, Fred?
Nothing
You have anything
else.
else? What? I prepare this show. I had a lot of good stuff here, and I finished it.
Go
You
Habs,
got?
go,
I mean,
man.
NASCAR told Chase Elliott and Kevin Harvick to stop it, man. That's big news.
Is it? What have they
It's
been
a
doing that they need to stop?
Well, they've been beefing on the track, like at high speed, man. It's fun, man.
Yeah,
Like, because,
I
okay, so
heard
both
that.
of them at Bristol, which is this short track, they got into each other. So Kevin Harvick did a flat on Chase Elliott, which caused him to pit. So when he came out, he was like on new with new tires, but he was 2 laps back. So he passed Kevin Harvick, and then he did on purpose to block Kevin Harvick so his teammate Kyle Larson could pass him, which Kevin Harvick did not like. So after that, at the next race last week, Kevin Harvick took him out completely.
You can do that? Did he take himself out
You
too?
couldn't. That's why NASCAR said it needs to stop, man. The next one that does something, he's gonna get a big fine.
But did he take himself out at the same time?
No, because after that, Chase Elliott came back. Chase Elliott is a great racer, great young son of Awesome Bill from Dawsonville, another former Cup champion. But anyways, Chase came back
Super
and he
Chase,
was
Super Chase.
tailing Kevin Harvick, and Kevin Harvick just like shit in his pants and missed a turn and ended up in the wall by himself. He ruined his own season. And then Chase Elliott told him, "Merry off season and good Christmas," or something like that, because he was like a little emotional and it didn't came out right. So he went like, "Merry off season and good Christmas."
People are already wishing each other happy Merry Christmas at this point. It's October.
Well, that was his way to, because Kevin Harvick got eliminated from the chase. So, and that was his way to tell him, like, "Yeah, your season's over. Go fuck yourself, Kevin.
Wow.
You're an old geezer."
Wow. NASCAR drama.
Talladega
I'm
Nights,
Team
man.
Chase.
Fred is far more invested in NASCAR than he is in MMA these days, just so we're clear.
He's a redneck. What do you expect,
I
man?
know,
For
he's such a
sure.
redneck. I love it. Dodgers
Let's
and
go,
Giants
Brandon.
are in the first, and the Canadians are losing 4-1 to Buffalo right now in the third period.
Yeah, it's because
4-1.
Price is still out. It's normal. It's the beginning of the season. Listen, you know what? There's a long way to go, man. Don't worry, Angelo. Don't give up hope, man.
Thank you,
They have
Angelo.
a good team, man.
Angelo says, "Great show tonight, guys." Thank you, Angelo, for the super chat. Appreciate you. There you
Fatty stole.
go. What he said. All right. Thank you, everybody, for watching. Appreciate you, Angelo, Brooklyn Lizard, Lauren Cronish. Who else did I see in the chat? Derek, is
Everybody,
Derek
man,
here?
just smash the button, put likes,
Grim.
share it, man. Send it to your family, friends, grandparents, whoever, man.
Grim
Just send the show
Skull.
around. Let's get around.
Brian Firth.
Woo.
Don't forget, I'll be back here
Brian.
tomorrow night with Johnny North after SmackDown, which will be at 10:30 p.m. Eastern time. We're usually on here at 10 p.m. Eastern time on Friday nights, but because WWE is running late tomorrow, they're doing a supersized SmackDown, so it'll go till 10:30 tomorrow night. So we'll come on after SmackDown while Rampage is going on. Don't forget, if you're a big AEW fan, tune in to AEW. I think it starts at 9 on YouTube. They're going to do like a pre-show Rampage. They have Bryan Danielson wrestling Minoru Suzuki before
Oh.
Rampage on YouTube tomorrow. Suzuki versus Danielson. My mind is blown by this booking. It is tremendous. I cannot believe that Minoru is going to wrestle Bryan Danielson. I am freaking out.
Yeah,
Like, there's nothing. I
we're not
could
gonna
not
get a real
imagine.
finish.
No, though, it's AEW. They don't fuck around, Fred. It's going to be a real finish. I think
I mean,
Danielson's
last
just going to
time,
beat
man, I
Suzuki.
logged in for that Omega versus Daniel Bryan fight,
Time limit
and
draw.
it ended up like, yeah, that's not a good finish, man.
You're the only
Like,
person
it was a
disappointed by
decent
that
fight,
match.
but that's like,
It was a great
you know, if
match.
you're gonna hype me out, if you're gonna hype me up, you gotta give me a finish, man. And Shawn Michaels has at least 20 better fights than that one. At least.
How dare you? Suzuki
You
Danielson
know it's true.
tomorrow. I'm going to be talking about it tomorrow after
Yeah,
SmackDown, after the Rampage pre-show, during Rampage. We're going to do a lot of pro wrestling stuff tomorrow night. I'm very excited for everything going on in pro wrestling. MMA is kind of slow these days. But I'll tell you, not next week, but the week after, it's going to start to pick up with those two straight pay-per-views in a row that we just talked about, UFC 267 and UFC 268, October 30th and then November 6th, back-to-back weeks of pay-per-views. It's going to be pretty sick, and we're going to have some watch-alongs and some good stuff for you here on the Ringside Report Network. Next week, though, we will be previewing a very big fight. Fyodor Emelianenko back in the cage in Moscow, Russia for Bellator. Next week, it is the return of the Last Emperor taking on Tim Johnson next week for Bellator. So we will preview that for you next week right here on Ringside Report, MMA on the Ringside Report Network.